This is Nick Whitten, Estates Gazette news editor with Eric Pickles, Community Secretary. Eric, business rates have been very much in the press of late. What do you feel about your stance generally about the business rates? Would you commit to a full revaluation if you were to be re-elected in the next Parliament?
Well, the next full revaluation will take place on 2017. That's been very clearly laid out in Parliament. That's when it will happen. The reason we delayed it was that had we gone ahead, there would have been more losers than there would have been gains. And hopefully by 2017, we'll be in a more better state of equilibrium so that the changes won't be quite as dramatic.
Now, if you are a business and you look to appeal your business rate situation as it stands, you have to appeal on the grounds of a material change of circumstances. Now, that, as it stands, I believe, is a physical change of your circumstances.
That's right.
Could you see a definition reworking to account for an economic change of circumstances, be that positive or negative?
No, I mean, the one thing about... No, I don't think we could. I mean, some people were talking about a turnover tax to replace it, but, of course, that wouldn't take into consideration anything with a service contract. It would mean that O2, Vodafone, Orange and the like will be paying virtually no rates. So I think we're looking for something more sophisticated. I mean, we're very willing long-term to look at changes, but in the immediate process, I think we might look at making it easier to pay business rates. And of course, we have continued to extend the exemptions for small business.
Okay. And so might there be more exemptions for small businesses proposed in the near future?
Well, that's way above my pay grade. That's a matter for the Chancellor.
Fair enough, Eric.